Hare Krishna, Dhanavad Pranam Gurudev.
Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe, how are you?
Sorry, I'm fine.
Thank you so much for coming for this lecture, Gurudev. Hare Krishna to everybody. Today's lecture by Gurudev, today's topic is Killing the Ravana Within. We'll start with the lecture, Gurudev.
All right, I'm ready. Namo Vishnu Padya Krishna Pritaya Bhutale Samati Bhakti Vidanta Swami Chana Mese Saraswati Devi Gaura Vani Prachari Nindri Visesa Sinyavadi Vastata Adi Satarana Om Agyana Timirandasya Agyana Jana Salakaya Shakshula Mulitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Vedatishwa Padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sita Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sita Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sitaram 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 Jaya Sitaram 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 Jaya Sitaram 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 Jaya Sitaram Raghupati Raghava Rajaram Patita Pavana Sitaram Jaya Sitaram 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 Jaya Sitaram 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 Jaya Sitaram Shishishishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Yahu Ramchandra Ki Jai Sitaram Ki Jai. So today, memory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His incarnation as Ram, killing the Ravana within. So, the incarnation of Ram is described to be Maryada Purushottam. Ramachandra is a symbol of perfect leadership, symbol of perfect human being, perfect. So he was invited by the demigods to relieve them of this demon called Lost. Ravana represent the demon Lost, which is the strong and formidable disease of the heart. So Sri Ramchandra was invited to help us remove this demon from the heart. It is said that with the Shastras that in the incarnation of Ravana, he remembers everything. The only thing Ravana did not remember in his life, even though he had been repeatedly reminded he was repeatedly told by his brother Vivishan and his queen Mandodari. They repeatedly told him, give up Sita, give up Sita, return Sita back to the Supreme Lord Ramchandra. Ravana remembered everything, but only one thing he did not remember, and he cannot think of it. I could give up Sita. That means how deep rooted our heart is under the grip of lust. A loss is very deep in the heart of the conditioned soul. The more the condition, the more lost. Liberated souls are free from lust because they are not conditioned, therefore they have no lust in their heart. So anyway, Lord Ramachandra was invited by the demigods to help us remove the lust in the heart, the ravana. So he purposely came, and when he came, he took his time to prepare to remove the lust. Sometimes we are practicing Krishna consciousness and as we make progress, we'll think that the lust is out of the heart, only to be brought back into it. To our own surprise. So when Lord Ramachandra was fighting with Rava, he would cut off his head, and the head would resurface again. Many times it happened. To also show us how deep rooted this loss is in the heart. So to remove this lust, we have to approach Lord Ramachandra, because that is the incarnation for curing the lust. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, teaching us a perfect human life and perfect leadership. Still, he behaved to show his supremacy at the Supreme Personality of Godhead sometime when it is necessary. For example, he killed Vali, the senior brother of Sugriva. Sugriva is the junior brother to Vali. And Vali is stronger than him. Vali is very, very powerful. So, there was a family dispute. And Sugriva and Vali had to fight. And in the course of fighting, Sugriva had to run for his life to the forest. While he was there in the forest, Vali was sleeping with his wife. So when Lord Ramachandra came, at that time, false Sita had been kidnapped, and Sri Ram was apparently looking for her. As part of his leader, he has to take help from Sugriva. So he came to meet Sugriva. Sugriva, having difficulty at that time, took it as an opportunity to appeal to the Lord to help him because he has anxiety, so he cannot concentrate on his mission. For him to fully have concentration, he need to take care of his pressing problem, which have been disturbing him. That is to kill Vali. So Ramachandra agreed for Sugriva to assist him in his mission to reach Lanka and recover Sita, which means to kill Ravana. Ram has to first of all kill Vali. The Lord accepted, and he told Sugriva to go and challenge Vali for a fight. Sugriva did. He came and challenged Vali for a fight. When Vali came out to fight with Sugriva, who was challenging to fight, Ramachandra came from behind and shot him. Vali showed that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he knew Sri Ram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He asked him, "I know you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you have been invited by the demigods to help them recover their position, their kingdom, which has been usurped by Ravana. On the process of doing that, because Ravana is controlled, is blinded by lust, is controlled by lust. And your wife has to play also a part to get him." Usually it is where we are weak that Maya is going to come through. Maya will not come through where we are strong. Maya will come through where we are weak. So Ravana is weak in terms of lust. So Sita has to play that role. "So I know you are the Supreme Personality of God and you came for this purpose, and you are exactly manifesting all the plan you have made for your Leela, for your advent. But I cannot understand why you should kill me. First of all, you know the Dharma. You are Dharma personified. You know the religious principle. So I cannot say you are wrong. But I cannot understand why you are killing me. I know Ravana is a toy for me. Vali is saying it because once Ravana was conquering the whole world, fighting all the demigods, he went to fight Lord Shiva, who gave him the boon, which is making him so proud. Lord Shiva was not interested in wasting his time with a rascal, one who is blinded by lust. So Shiva did not mind him. So Ravana wanted to remove the whole mountain Lord Shiva was sitting upon, along with Lord Shiva, and destroy him. So Lord Shiva, seeing the impudence of his disciple, used his big toe and raised the mountain back, and he seized the hand of Ravana. Ravana cried. That's why he got his name, Ravana. He cried helplessly and begged for forgiveness. Lord Shiva forgave him. After that, he came before Lord Shiva to offer his respectful obeisances, and seeing that Lord Shiva was pleased with him, he asked him to give him the weapon he was using. Lord Shiva gave it to him and taught him also the mantra how to use it. In this way, Ravana became so proud. His ego is already blinded by lust, and now with the associate of lust, false ego and greed enter his heart very deep. So he thought now he is unconquerable. He went, as he was going to see, to fight also with Yamaraj, on the way he passed through Ayodhya. And he saw Harihara Maharaj, who was a king at that time, Ravana fought with him and shot him down. And he boasted to him, Raja Maharaj, you are a fool. I said you are a fool. You never asked about me. You don't know about me. You are a fool. You're supposed to know that nobody fight with me and remain alive. Get up and fight. Raja Maharaj told him, it is you who is a fool. I am leaving my body not because of you. I am leaving my body because it is time for me to leave. Everyone is destined at the time in point to leave the body. So it is my time to leave. You are just the instrument. You are not the cause. So, because you are so proud and you are using this word to address me, I promise you, that this very land you are standing will produce a powerful personality in whose hand you will get your salvation. That was Lord Machanda. That was with his impudence, with his blindness. He didn't listen to that. So he went to Yamaraj. Yamaraj also did not mind him, but he started destroying Yamaraj's garden. As we're destroying his garden, Yamaraj was informed that although you consider him to be nothing but he is laying waste your garden. So Yamaraj came out with anger. So he wanted to destroy Ravana. He fought with Ravana, and when Ravana was proving by using the weapon he got from Lord Shiva to be very powerful, Yamaraj was very, very angry. He wanted to destroy him. He took a very special weapon, which consists of Lord Vishnu, the fire god, and dead personified. But Yamaraj raised the weapon towards a celestial voice, telling him, you don't have to contravene the Vedic principle. Do not kill Ravana because he is meant to be killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram. So Ravana was spared, and they started thinking, yes, even Yamaraj have been defeated by me. Who else is there to face me? I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So with that, the false ego, he came. On his way back to Lanka, so he saw Maharajvali was enjoying with his female associate in a pond. So Yamaraj challenged him, Ravana challenged him to fight, but he didn't want to waste his time fighting. So he just picked Ravana and put him under his armpit and flew to a very far away place in the jungle and dropped him there. Ravana was seriously humiliated, but because he was a blind person, he went to his Abu Lanka. So Vali said to Ramachandra, I know you want to go and rescue your wife who is under the custody of Ravana, but Ravana is nothing to me. Even because of that, they are killing me. You have told me I can just go to Lanka and bring Ravana with my hand. He says, nothing. Why are you killing me? Excuse me. The Supreme President of Godhead, Ram Chandra, told Vali, I am not killing you because of my wife, Sita Devi. And I am not acting out of the religious principle. Like you said, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I came to uphold the religious principle. I came to promote Dharma. So my killing you is not unjust, like you are thinking. You are not fighting with me because I know the Dharma. One who is not fighting with someone cannot be killed. You are not fighting with me. You are fighting with Sugriva, your junior brother. So it is not me you are fighting. So I shouldn't have used weapon against you. You are right. But there is something I will tell you. The Shastra says that those who are strong should help those who are weak. You are stronger than your junior brother Sugriva. So you drove him, instead of you to protect him, you drove him away to the forest. And here you are sleeping with his wife. Lost. Although you have your wife there, but you cannot control that loss. So you are condemned by the scripture, and to help you, I shot you. You're not doing a duty. Valley was pacified. He was sorry. He offered his respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, and begged for a blessing. Because he leaving his body in the presence of Sri Ram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in a peaceful way, being redeemed from his sinful nature, he attained the mercy of Ramachandra. Lost. Here, Valley died because of lust. And in history, we have seen so many empires have been destroyed because of lust. So many great heroes in the world have been destroyed because of lust. So lust is deep-rooted in the heart of conditioned souls. And Ramchandra came for that. That is also the reason why he killed Ravana. It is a Shastric injunction that those who are dependent should be protected. Sita Devi depended on Lord Ramachandra. She shouldn't have come to the forest, but she left the palace to come with the Lord because she is a chaste lady, teaching us the principle of chastity. She followed her husband in all circumstances because that is her duty, to be with her husband in all circumstances, for better or for worse. Therefore, it is the duty of Lord Ramachandra to protect Sita Devi. So, because Ravana has to give up his life because of lust, Lord Ramachandra went to Lanka. By all means, he went to Lanka. It is recommended in the Shastra that aggressors should be killed. So, aggressors should be killed, meaning that all of us who are very lusty are considered aggressors. Ravana is representing us. So when we look at Ravana, we should not think of just a person who was living in Lanka in Treta Yuga and I was killed by Ramachandra. If that is the case, why are we celebrating the appearance of Ramachandra? Because Ravana is not here now. Ravana has come in Treta Yuga and has already been killed by Ram. The truth is that at that time there was only one Ravana, but today there are many Ravanas everywhere. So we are all aggressors. Our fortune is that we don't need to be attacked by Ramachandra. Our fortune is that we, the Ravanas today, we can simply surrender to Lord Ramachandra and beg him to please kindly remove the Ravana from me. Ravana today is not staying in Lanka. Ravana today is staying in my heart. And because of Ravana in my heart, I cannot do my constitutional service perfectly because it is contaminated by Ravana. And I am an aggressor. Always trying to suppress Sita Devi away from Ram. So I am an aggressor. But today you come, or you are appearing, millennium after millennium. Appearing millennium after millennium to remove Ravanas, wherever they are. So, my heart is full of Ravanas. And I'm a faithful servant of Ravana. Therefore, kindly take away my Ravana and give me the wonderful opportunity to serve your lotus feet. Because service to your lotus feet is the perfection of life, it is the goal of life, to serve your lotus feet. I cannot serve your lotus feet perfectly because of Ravana in my heart. So we are calling unto the mercy of Lord Ramachandra to help us take away the Ravana. That is the true meaning of celebrating Ram Navami or Ram Vijayotsav. The victory of Lord Ramachandra means that Ravana has been removed from the heart. When he went to Lanka and he fought with him and killed Ravana, after killing him, he rescued Sita and returned back to Ayodhya. That's victory. So a devotee is considered victorious when one is free from lust. It's victory. So after Ravana is removed, after lust have been removed from the heart, you can celebrate. Then chant the victory song. So as we are preparing for celebrating the victory of good over evil, of conquering the lust in our heart, we should offer prayers from the humble heart to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and invite him. Please, I am number one person to be considered because my heart is burning with lust, and since your incarnation is to help us remove this friend, I beg you to look at my case seriously. Because on my own, I cannot do anything. Only by your causeless mercy, only by your mercy. And it is because of persons like me who have come. Therefore, fulfill your mission of coming here like you did in Treta Yuga, please fulfill that purpose today by removing the Ravana from my heart and give me the opportunity to serve you. Lord Ramachandra was very, very pleased because he said, whoever come to me and said, I am yours, that very moment, the person becomes me, my property. Become very dear to me. And I will give the person all protection. I will give shelter, full shelter to the person. the Bhagavatam, he said to Ravana, I, whose attempt never fails, yes, I, whose attempt never fails, so devotees who pray, yes, you are the Supreme Person of Godhead, whose attempt never fails, I beg you to make your devotee also infallible in all our attempt to serve you. Hare Krishna. Sri Ram Chandra ki jai.
Jai.
Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai.
Jai.
Sri Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Thank you so much, Gurudev, for this wonderful, wonderful class. I think everybody, in fact, is enlightened to kill the Ravana within us. I would request all devotees to please ask any questions regarding this class or any other comment you'd like to give or any other questions in this matter. You can unmute yourself and ask a question. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Maharaj.
Ready. I have one question, not related to this lecture, but connected to this only. Like one of your lecture, you said a discussion between Krishna and Jarasandha. Jarasandha, Krishna said like, you are my eternal enemy to Jarasandha.
Yes, so, yes.
Selected by Jarasandha to be an eternal enemy of Krishna. So, in what bhava he is serving Krishna? It's like, if it's an enemy bhava, like what bhava it is like? What mood he is serving to Krishna? What is his mood?
What it means to serve Krishna?
Yeah.
The service to Krishna of different grades. What it means to service to Krishna means the service which is giving Krishna pleasure. The service which is giving Krishna pleasure. What service gives Krishna pleasure? This like Ragadmika Bhaktas. Ragadmika Bhakta means those who are completely overcome with love for Krishna. Completely they are covered. They are covered by love for Krishna. The Bijabasis. So those devotees, every of their thoughts, every of their action, everything, the whole of their life, it is meant for giving pleasure to Krishna. So the service which has no motivation, the service which is meant for Krishna's pleasure, that is serving Krishna. Then also we have those who are practicing to serve Krishna. Sadaka. Sadhana Bhaktas. We are practicing. Ragadmika Bhaktas. They are mature servant of Krishna, those who are giving pleasure to Krishna in their service. They never see themselves. They only see Krishna. Everything about them is just Krishna. Everything is just, they see nothing. Vijabhasi. Vijabhasi means what? Krishna is the one in the center, nothing else. And then we have those of us who are practicing to serve Krishna. We are practicing. When we become mature in our service, then we are promoted to that platform where also we serve and give Krishna pleasure. Not serving with some motivation. not serving with grudge. Service to Krishna means serving without grudge. Service to Krishna means service without complaint, without personal interest, without any reason. There's no reason, but spontaneously, natural service to Krishna. The purpose is just to make Krishna happy. If I can please Krishna, if I can make Krishna happy by this, then I'm ready to die to make it happen. And Jarasandha is introduced. Krishna, he did that. He introduced him as his eternal enemy. Ravana has intense hatred for Krishna, and he fought with him many times. Enemy cannot do anything wonderful for the person whom we hate. So we have to be friends of Krishna so we can serve Krishna nicely. We serve Krishna with love. So as we are practicing to serve Krishna, we should practice nicely. Practicing nicely means that we should have a favorable attitude towards the service which we render for Krishna. And we should understand the purpose for what the service is being done. Otherwise, you can serve Krishna in ignorance. That is discussed in the third canto of Bhagavatam. Devotional service in the mode of ignorance. Devotional service in the mode of passion. Devotional service in the mode of goodness. And transcendental loving devotional service. So, serving Krishna in the true term of it means that the service which has nothing materially motivated, no motivation. The service which is completely giving Christian satisfaction. The service is meant for Christian satisfaction. And we are ready to do anything to do that service for Christian. It is serving Christian. No condition. Very good example is there. Krishna wanted to, because just in that service to Krishna, pure service to Krishna, there is always a competition between Krishna and his devotees. And Krishna takes pleasure as we are trying to glorify Krishna and please Krishna. Krishna also tried to glorify his devotees and please them. In order to do that, to glorify his devotees, Krishna one day started pretending to be sick. He was down with a severe headache. So Naramuni came. Naramuni came and saw Krishna was down with headache. So Naramuni was in anxiety, looking for a hospital. As you tell, he could take Krishna to he couldn't find a kaviraj to cure Krishna's headache. So Krishna told him, my friend, if you want to do something, you want to help me, then go and get the dust from my devotees, the dust from their lotus feet. If I place that on my head, my headache will be cured. Now that he himself is a pure devotee, he has been singing the glories of Lord Krishna everywhere. And he was the first person to see Krishna down with headache. So he has been anxious to do something to help Krishna. But what did he do? The other morning, he didn't say, oh, I'm just here with you. You're looking for dust. Take it from my feet. Another time when he didn't do that, he has to go all the way to go and search for devotees to get a dust from their feet. I guess I was showing who I is, the categories of his devotees, and who are the domos. devotees who are really serving Krishna. So, Narada Muni went everywhere. He couldn't get the dust from any devotee's feet. So Krishna told him, okay, now you go to the gopis. Go to them. And see, maybe that's my last hope. So Narada Muni go to the gopis, and then as soon as he mentioned, Lord Krishna is down with severe headache. I have gone everywhere to look for a solution. It was not possible for me to get through. You are the last hope for me. Lord Krishna wanted the dust from your feet. And if you could just get a dust from the seat, he said they would disappear. Immediately the gopis stretched out their feet. Please take as much dust as you wanted and give it to Krishna. Let him be well. So the money was shocked. See, devotee, seeing this, greater devotion, service to Krishna, what does it mean? What does it mean? Do you know what you're doing? Did you really understand what Krishna wanted? Did you hear me properly? And you understood what I'm requesting? They said, yes, you are asking for a dust on our feet. We heard it clearly and we understood. Please, we are repeating our statement. Take as much dust as you want from our feet. We don't care for anything. The Muni said, oh, do you know you will go to hell because of this? Yes, we are ready to remain in the hell for eternity. But Lord Krishna have his health back. The Muni fainted in ecstasy. Service to Krishna, that's what it means. We're ready to go to hell. As far as Krishna is pleased. Service to Krishna. We don't care how long we're going to stay in hell. Let us be there for eternity. Our concern is the Lord Krishna will have his health. That's all. Whatever it takes, that is not our concern. We only have only one thing in my life. Service to Krishna. Just to make Krishna pleased, let him be happy, let him enjoy. If Krishna's enjoyment will send us to hell, let it be. Let him enjoy. That's what it means to serve Krishna. In other words, we should try to understand we are not just joking. I say devotional service, Christian consciousness, no joke. Srila Prabhupada said we should not take this movement cheaply. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for a wonderful explanation.
Did it make sense?
Yeah.
All right. So serve Krishna in that mood.
That's
what it means.
Yeah.
To serve Krishna.
I'll try my level best.
Krishna, I've chanted Hare Krishna for 20 years now. You never give me pillow of Godhead. This is not Krishna. No. You're not service to Krishna. Oh Krishna, when are you going to take me back to Godhead? I've been here for 100 years now. That is not service to Krishna. Service of Krishna does not depend on all these things. Service of Krishna means either I'm happy or not happy, I have or don't have, sick or healthy. It doesn't matter. Service of Krishna must be done. That is service. That is Krishna consciousness. We have no reason why we shouldn't serve Krishna. We have so many reasons, unlimited reasons why we should serve Krishna. So Lord Machanda came to show us that way, that his life. Let us look at the life of Lord Machanda, what he did. We should look at it. And a blessing has been given. Here, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not just ordinary person, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can close down this universe at a will. He's a supreme personality of Godhead. He is the owner of everything. Playing the part of a human being, that is too much. What did Ramachandra pass through for ordinary person? It is too much. He is going to be coronated the next day, only to be told that no, you cannot sit on that throne. Not only that you cannot sit on that throne, you have to go to the forest for 14 years. That is too much. Lakshman took his arrow, he wanted to close down Ayodhya. But Ramachandra said, this is not the way. This is not the way. He is your father, and you are duty bound to follow your duties. That is service to Krishna. Serving Krishna, that's what it means. We're ready to accept all kinds of inconveniences, all kinds of risk to please Krishna, service to Krishna. Ramachandra taught us that principle. He told Lakshman, keep back your arrows and control yourself. Your father's order is on your head. If he's your father, and if you're a truthful son, if you're a disciple, a guru's order is final. So Ramachandra taught that principle. Have to follow it. Service of Krishna. So he accepted inconveniences for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Lord Krishna. That is the way. All right?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
Thank you, sir, for such a wonderful class.
Anyway, that is your mercy.
it's your mercy. Okay.
Thank you so much, Gurudev. I would request if anybody else would like to ask any question or give a comment. All right, Gurudev, I think nobody has any question or comment. Thank you so much for this wonderful class. And
Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe. Hope
Sri Ramchandra ki jai.
Wishing you very happy Dasera and hoping to see you next week. Thank you so much, Gurudev.
Yeah. I'll be happy to meet you again.
Sir
Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai.
Jai. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.